Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer and in word. Let's just join together with other saints and let's praise Him and worship Him together. Lift our voices, lift our faith, encourage one another in Jesus' name. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Thank you for joining with us today, and thank you for singing with us. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. And also, if it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about our ministry and inviting them to worship with you. And remember, if the radio time is inconvenient or you want to hear the broadcast again, or if you miss it, whatever the reason might be, our website is available, www.pentecostalradio.org. You just click listen online and select the date, and you can worship the Lord with us with any of the broadcasts. I change them and update them every week. And then while you're on the website, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page. There are no hidden fees or charges. Just follow the prompts, and you don't have to set up an account. There is no obligation. You won't get a bunch of mail about it. And, well, we just thank the Lord that service is available to you. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Isaiah 64:4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what He hath prepared for them that waiteth for Him. Wonderful expectations and things in our future if we will just continue to serve the Lord. All right, let's take a Holiness Hymns of Praise. Here's a good, lively, peppy song to lift your spirits and bless your heart. Page 152, sing along with us on Keep On the Firing Line.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die a fighting, it is no disgrace. Coward in the service, he will find no place. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. You must never, never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. God will only use a soldier He can trust. Keep on the firing line. If you wear the crown, then bear the cross you must. Keep on the firing line. Life is but to labor for the Master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. We shall be rewarded for our service here, so keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. You must never, never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. We will praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. 'Twill be joy to see the souls we've helped to win, those we led to Jesus from the paths of sin. Hear the welcome plaudit and go marching in. So keep on the firing line. All right, sing. You must fight, be brave against all evil. You must never, never run or even lag behind. If you will win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. Well, it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. So run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay, another songwriter says. Praise the Lord. Well, we're thankful today that we've had a time of prayer. Since we began this broadcast in August of 2005, we've had a prayer time on every broadcast. Some of you have prayed with us every time, and others, there's even people that have prayed with us that are now in glory. And, well, we just thank the Lord for those opportunities. Let's just keep our prayers going. Let's keep our minds on the Lord. Let's keep our faith being lifted up. Let's be encouraged in Him. He tells us in Philippians 1:6, the precious promise, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we're just so thankful today for those good works that can be involved in our lives and can begin in us and can be performed in us through the Spirit of the Lord. We know, Lord, You're the potter and we're the clay. And Lord, I want to do my best to perform those good works until the day of Jesus Christ. I pray that You will help me. I pray, Lord, that You will help others. Lord, all of us today in this audience that know You as our Savior and our Lord, all of us, Lord, in this audience today that have been filled with the Spirit, and we know the truth and the reality and the power of God unto salvation, I pray, Lord, that we'll be encouraged and strengthened and our lights will continue to shine. Many, many people will be won to Christ. Help us, Lord, to be missionaries to our neighbors right on our own street and in our own community, and the people that we work with, and the people that we shop with, and the people that we eat at the cafe with. Help us, Lord, to be a missionary to all of those, letting our light so shine before men so they can see Your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Use this service today, I pray, to bless someone and encourage someone. May this be the day that someone finds You as his or her Savior, and we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing with us. Praise Him. Worship Him now. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we
will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. And at the end of the service, I'll give you the contact information. Sister Linda is my favorite singer. She's going to bless us today with "He's Going to Touch Me."
Blind Bartimaeus, set by the wayside, cried, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and came right over. He said, "Bartimaeus, you've been touched. Now you can see. He's gonna touch me in this hour of trouble and trial, when I need him the most. The devil can't stop him. He's gonna touch me by the power of the Holy Ghost." Men in the tombs of Gadara could not be bound with the strongest of chains. Jesus went to the cemetery. He said, "Legions, you've been touched and you'll never be the same. Oh, he's gonna touch me in this hour of trouble and trials, when I need him the most. The devil can't stop him. He's gonna touch me by the power of the Holy Ghost."
Hallelujah. "He's gonna touch me by the power of the Holy Ghost." We've been reading from Luke chapter 1. Let's go to verse 11. "And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, 'Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayers is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God." Praise the Lord. Well, wonderful, wonderful experiences. Let's continue reading Luke in the near future on more broadcasts. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You've been tuned with the power of Pentecost. We come to you daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. Any mail should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And once again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
He's gonna touch me in this hour.